Okay, we're holding Simon Reishit Beis or middle of Sif Aleph. We are behind. Welcome to our morning time page. Kuf Kav Vav. We have 15 minutes, 14 and a half minutes to Ma'ariv, and one lesson I learned from Shmuel Kamenetsky when I was in Philly. Listen, tell Dovi. One lesson I learned from Shmuel Kamenetsky when I was in Philly, because he didn't go to Philly, was that you never go overtime on a fast day. Never, ever, ever go overtime on a fast day. Ma'ariv is 7:52, and we only have like 14 minutes, so we're going to go cut straight to the chase. Here we go. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Katan Ches on page Kuf Kav Vav. So the Ramah said, in the case where you have an ikar and a tuffel, and you eat the tuffel first, you make a shahakal on the tuffel, you don't make the proper bracha. That was the shita of the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sekatan Ches, says, Oysha Eichel Garine, the Ramah gives an example where someone eats pits from a cherry in order to help him drink. So first he's eating these cherry pits, and then he's going to take a drink. He's going to eat the tuffel first. The Ramah says to make a shahakal. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Ritz Lemer, Gam Kein Sha Eichel Kein Sha Maschil. Did I skip one Mishnah Berurah? Go back to Sukkot and Zion. Ha'ikr Tchila. If someone eats the ikr first, Va'achka ha'tafel, G'day l'matik as the ikr, to help you eat the ikr, and going to achal Tchila Tznoin, Va'achka ha'tzayis, L'hafik chavr shal Tznoin. If you first had a radish, and then you had the olive, to help you eat the radish, Shachai Gavna, Shara Tafel v'chana v'sif olive. I'm sorry, I went backwards. I'm making a mistake, I'm sorry. Sukkot and Zayas going where you had the ikr first, where you have a tlein and a zayas, you eat the tlein first, and the zayas is the tuffel. Sukkot and Ches is Eichel Garine, which is Leimer Gamkin, Sheichel Kainu Shemashkel Lishleis, the Matek Ashtiya, Sheshoysa Achakach. Sukkot and Ches is going where you eat the tuffel first. Tes, Ala Eichel Tchila, the Bishlam, Akish Mabarak, Ala Iker Tchila, Memela Tuffel Bechla. When you make a bracha on the ikr first, the tuffel is Bechla, the ikr. Masha Inking, Sheichel Tuffel, Mikain, if you first eat the tuffel, you talking shift to Renu Achakak the Iker Mibir Chatzin Mafreya. You can't, the Iker can't pat to the Tafel in Mafreya. For Haya Nene Bled Bracha. If you have an Iker and a Tafel, and you're going to eat the Tafel first, you can't rely on the Bracha you're going to make on the Iker afterwards because it comes out that you ate without a Bracha. So I'm calling you a Drak Shah Koil, Mitchell Lamer. The Kaven Akapana Machilasi who the Tafel of the Bracher. Since Akapana your Achila is a Tafel to the food you're going to eat afterwards, you lost the proper bracha, you make a shahakal. Kadeshla Yehanabli bracha, so you shouldn't have enough in this world without a bracha, so you make a shahakal on the tafel if you're eating it first, even if the bracha is not supposed to be a shahakal. That's the sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah says some azevle, hisker shum chilik, the Mari Bechal Gabne. The Ramah says this in all cases. Avram chilik bazet, the Magavram makes a distinction, medaitai. The dafka show you some mashka shibachas a shahakal. Dafka, if you're drinking a mashka with the bracha of the mashka, the ikr is a shahakal. And you really should have made a shahakal on the mashka first, the pat of the tuffel. Because you're eating the tuffel first, then you have to make a bracha on the tuffel. Then you make the bracha of the ikr, and the mail of the ikr will be nifter with this bracha on the tuffel. The hainu, example, you're eating, your ikr is a shtiyah, which is a shahakal, and your tuffel is, let's say, a cherry, which is bar priate. And you're eating the tuffel first. So in this case, the Magen Avraham says that since you're eating the tuffel first, you can't eat without a bracha, so you have to make a bracha on it. What bracha do you make? You lose the bracha bar priate, make the shahakal, which is the bracha that the ikr deserves, make that one bracha on everything.
On the cherry itself, you can make shahakal.
Yeah, you make the shahakal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. I don't know from practice we pass them this way. However, if the ikr has its own bracha, not shahakal, let's say the ikr is wine, which is bari priya gofen, and your tuffel is the bari priya eitz of your cherries, don't make a shahakal on the cherries first because it's not going to work one bracha here for both anyways. Make the proper bracha of bari priya eitz on the cherries, and then make your bari priya gofen on the wine. We never should do such a thing. Never eat the tuffel before the ikr because it's the shayla, what bracha to make. If you do, I'm not sure. Hagam the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if the ikr is a shahakal and you're eating the tuffel first, you should make the bracha on the tuffel shahakal, even if the tuffel's bracha is not really a shahakal. I don't know if it's practiced that way, but definitely it's not common in this case, and a person should try to avoid it as much as they can. And you always want to, if you're having ikr with tuffel, make a bracha on the ikr first and then eat the tuffel. So if called Yud Aleph, if the tuffel is more chaviv, then it gets the proper bracha regardless. So that's also a reason why you wouldn't be making that shahakal on the tuffel, because if it's chaviv, then you'll have the proper bracha. Zaksiv beis merkachas shemenichal arakikim dakin. You put a shmirach. You put a food on top of crackers. Oisim arakikim have tefillin merkachas. The crackers are tofel to the tuna fish on top of it, or the cream cheese, or the peanut butter. Shadav yedu hashem unskav lecha lecha. You're not coming over here to eat bread. You're coming here to eat tuna fish or herring, and the bread is a tuffle. It's like the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kotin yebeis have a tefillin merkachas v'tzarich levarach on merkachas zavad." You only make a bracha on the herring or the tuna. We discussed yesterday and many times already, and we don't have time to go over it again. This is only weird. The bread is only a holder, and there's no other intent. You don't enjoy the bread, and it's not lechatchila to do that. You should always have in mind to enjoy the bread and make a hamotzi and zehu. You give a lecha lechem, rak shabam. If it's a hamotzi, hamotzi v'zehu. If it's a mezainis, two brachas. Ayn yesterday share. You give a lecha lechem, rak shabam ledabik hamerkachas aleim. You're not coming to eat bread. You're not coming to have crackers now. You're coming to have tuna fish. You need something to hold it with. So you tonfu yadayim bidvash. You don't want your hands to get full of honey. You don't want your hands to get full of the oil from the herring. So you put it on the cracker. These days when you make the crackers delicious and sweet, you also want to eat the gishmak of crackers. You make a bracha on the crackers. So if it's a hamotzi, you make one hamotzi and that's it. If it's a mezainis, you make two brachas. You're going to make a mezainis in the cracker and a shahakal on the herring or the tuna. You're not going to say the herring and tuna becomes a tuffle because the mice is the ikar achila here for the herring or the tuna. But the cracker can't become a tuffle because it's a mezainis product. Chamesh is mine dagam. And since it's not here just for a holder, so your hands shouldn't get dirty, but it's there because you enjoy it, you have to make two brachas, one on your crackers, one on your tuna. V'ayim ne'il simon kufsa machas, mishnah berurah sekon lemhei, shavur shem kolpur din zeh, ayin sham. Let's move on to the next simon. Next simon is going to discuss when one person being mighty someone else with a bracha, how do you have to do it? And before we start, one should know the chatchila, if I'm being mighty with a bracha, we both should be sitting down and not standing. That's the halacha l'chatchila. But the ebed, if I make the bracha and you hear the bracha, you're yaitza. At my Shabbos table, when you know, it's something that you wash, and then there's always the last person washing. So sometimes the person walks in the room, you quickly make hamotzi. I wait for the person to sit. I'll say salacha. It's not ma'akif. L'chatchila, everyone's sitting down. That's the most l'chatchila way. Sheet of the Rajba, we might see other people when there's a kviyas. So we don't have haseiba anymore, so now we have yeshiva. This is by bread and by wine. Other foods. So as ma'akev, we'll see. Let's see the mechaber inside. That says the hakdama. Let's see it inside. Zok the mechaber sefalo. On kol perish ushari dvarim, on fruits and other things besides cooking paska yayim, besides for bread and wine. Im hayu aichum shnayim ayeser. If you have two or more people eating together, echad poter es chaver afila b'lei haseba. So by fruits, if I were eating together at a fruit party, I make a bracha for eight. Even if we're not leaning, there's no haseba. I can be made to you. Umiu yeshiva mi aboy. You have to be sitting. The dafka pas v'yayin boi haseba. Bread and wine need haseba. Because in order for me to be made to you, we have to be connected. So we're having a kriyas together. We're eating together. It's not just I'm sitting over here and you're in your house and I make a bracha, you happen to hear it, now you're going to eat also. We have to have a kriyas. At least a chatchila. So by bread and wine, the way to have a kriyas is you sit and you lean haseba. By other foods, just sitting down is a kriyas. Ulodidan havi yeshiva kamei haseba l'dudhu. And for us, sitting down is like their haseba because we don't have haseba anymore, so we sit. Why by the Seder we still do Haseba? That's a kasha for Hilchos Pesach. Gaponim, generally we don't really have a Seder, we don't require a Seder for Kviyas, it's not something which we do. So much so that we need a yeshiva that is actually a question which is addressed, how a person can stand by Kiddush or Avdol. And the minhag in Nusach Azim in Litta was to sit by Kiddush and Avdol. No? My shir is a Litvak, he sits by Kiddush and Avdol. You know you're a Litvak? Can you stand? Okay, I'm Chassidish, Chassidim, we stand. And your Litvak also
sit. I sit by Shabbos
day
and stand
Friday night. Okay, all different hugs. It's a whole sugi we'll see in Hilchos Kiddush and Mitzvah Hashem. Habol Linu L'Taiva, not so far away. Stand, sit. But upon it, for those who do stand, it's discussed over here. How can you be mighty to someone else if you're standing? And we say the kviyas of being yaitz and mitzvah of Kiddush maybe is what allows you to have a kviyas even without sitting down. Different svaras that they say, but at least it's a discussion because the real way to be mighty to someone else and have a kviyas is to be sitting. No difference, any food, because we don't have a seba to be yeshiva. If we're sitting, one person makes a bracha for everyone. If we're all standing around, we're in the amusement park, we're just eating, and we're standing around, one person, everyone makes their own brachas. This that we say one person makes a bracha for everyone by other foods, not including bread. I want to be made to with the bracha rishayna. You can't be made to someone else bracha achreina for Paris, at least the chatchila we'll see, as opposed to benching, which the minhag was, the chita of the machaber, if you remember from Milchas Birchas Amazin, that if you're having a Zimun, one person, the Mezamim bench, everyone listened to him, it was Yoytzeh from him. We don't do that anymore because it's hard to listen to the entire benching of Yoytzeh that way. That was the Shita of the Mechaber. So him over here, he's saying L'shitasi for sure, benching, one person benches and everyone listens. But other fruits or other foods, if one person being Yoytzeh everyone else, we don't do that for Bracha Achorina, only Bracha Rishayna. Some say for other food besides bread and wine, it's not going to help a seba or yeshiva, and one person cannot be so might see someone else with a bracha mishayna, only for bread and wine, hamaitzi and hagafen. Therefore, the minig is the chatchila by Paris, everyone makes their own bracha. If you ever notice, when it comes to the suda of pas, everyone sits down, and one person might see everyone. When it comes to a suda without pas, we don't find one person being might see everyone. I berev am hajos melech. Teretz is because it's a machlekes. If we can do it these days, if you can have a kvias for other food besides pas v'yayin, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah as we go through it all. Zuk the Mishnah Berurah sefkat na alfa shari dvarim. Hainu shari mini achol lemashkin other foods. They're very chashiv. The derech from the kvaya aleim be'aseiba. The derech was to be kvaya suda be'aseiba. The figach ain derech kvias shalahem ela be'aseiba. The way to have a kvias with the aseiba because it's a chashiv thing which requires a aseiba. Gimel echad poter es chaveri ritzalemer. Afilu yedei kol echad ba'atim devarch. I know how to make a bracha. You know how to make a bracha. Afilu hachi echad mevarch umaitzi chaveri lechatchila. Still, it's lechatchila for me to make a bracha and you to listen be yetzi with my bracha. However, you have to hear the whole thing, beginning to end, have in mind to be Yotzeh. It's better this way. It's better for one person who might say everyone else because you have the Maila B'Ravam. That's why it's a Chiddush these days that we don't do this when it's not bread, because Taka, the Ramah said, is the sheet of the whole, so you can't do this anymore. Therefore, we don't do this unless it's bread, or we'll see bread V'Yayin. Now, because when someone be Yotzeh someone else, it's important to be careful to say the words clearly so the person can hear all the words. Otherwise, you're not going to have a Shemei Ka'inah. If you're going to skip a word, you're going to mumble a word, a person can't hear it. When you're being Yotzi someone else, it's Kedai to say it a little slower, a little clearer. That way the person can be Yotzi properly. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat Dal, Afilu B'Lei Aseiba, the Dafka Pas V'Yayin Nechashivi, Bread and Wine, Arachashiv, Ayyadark, and Lechel B'Aseiba, Alamites. They would park on a bed and lean over, and it'd be a whole matzav. We're coming to join together. Remember, eating habits are much more formal in the olden days. We come to join together on mikdash and we lean. Once you have the aseba, now it's clear you're coming to eat together. Mashenka in Paris, even without aseba, I can tell you're coming to eat together because no one does aseba by Paris. As long as you're sitting down, you're coming to eat together. By if you don't do a seba, it doesn't look like you're coming the schaber biyachad, and we have to see some schabrus in order to allow one person to make to the others. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat Hey Yeshiva Mia Boy. You can't be mighty someone else unless you're sitting down to eat together, not standing. The kviyas ksasak upon a mule boy. You have to have a little kviyas. The chol zarak leinim lechatchila, but the evad kol shakiva hamavarich lahoyti vashemei lotzes yotze. But the evad, as long as someone's mechavin to be yotze, and other person, and he's being mighty you, and you're mechavin to hear it, you're yotze. But the evad, that's why if I'm at your house and I see you making the bracha before someone's sitting down, I'm not meicha because it works. I'm not going to know it's your house. Now do your thing. But it's the chatchila if everyone's sitting down to make the bracha that way. We don't do a seba ever. Just coming together to a table that already is a kvias that works even for bread and for wine, it works. There is a discussion about do you have to be at the same table or not. We don't have time for it right now, but there is a discussion. Ayin Berhetiv, Ayin Sharatzion, in Sifkatim Beis. There's a discussion, do you have to have sitting at the same table? Could it be different tables? So Sifkatim Zion, Chotmana Pas, Hod the Hiskar Machara Pas, Hacham, we shouldn't do a pass, Kaimalandi, and Mahim Shlesha, the Zamna, the Moitzi, Echad, Chaver, Babirkas, Amazin. The Machaber says, if you have three people, you make a Zimna, one person, might see everyone with benching. Majenga, Mishari, Dvar, and Bracha, Achorin, Afil, Bishlesha, and the Moitzi. Other foods, even three people, you're not might see someone else. Only by benching, and these days we don't do that. One person benches, everyone benches themselves. We just have the mezamin say the zeman part, and then we say along with him the first bracha, and everyone really benches themselves. When you make a bracha, now we're going to join together and have another together, so we're mistarif. Of a bracha shal achar achila, kor ochu v'taitim li parit, ein mistarif mafil b'yayin. Bracha achreina, now we're coming to separate. Now we can't be mistarif, only for benching we can be mistarif. We're going to stop over here, just on time, 7:52, Ma'ariv. Everyone should have an easy break of your fast. We'll see you, Mitzvah Shem, on Monday.